Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadesha Tarine. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Trinadapi sunichena tarari vasa hishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama 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 vakibalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. Krishna consciousness is a privilege. Yes, you could say that Krishna consciousness is the original consciousness of the living entity. But since we have fallen and we find ourselves here in this material world, my attitude should be that to perform any activity of Krishna consciousness is a privilege. It is Srila Prabhupada's teachings that whether you're on the altar worshiping, whether you're sweeping the floor, equal. We're all sincere, humble servants of God. So there's this song that we sing every morning. Please give me the privilege of devotional service. Because this reminds us of the proper attitude. Srila Prabhupada writes in one of his books, spiritual life depends on the attitude of the devotee. If you have the right attitude, then you will find your performance of Krishna consciousness very enjoyable. But if I don't have the right, what is that attitude? That attitude is the first mantra that I chanted, that I must see myself meek and humble, lower than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, giving all respects to others. Why? Because everyone is the resting place of Krishna sitting in everyone's heart. I have to get off the bodily concept of life. That is the first order of business. First instruction of Bhagavad Gita. First instruction of transcendental knowledge. You're not your body. You're not your mind. You are eternal, spirit, soul, part and parcel of God. So there are unlimited servants and souls of God. I'm insignificant. So if I get a chance, whether it be sweep the floor, sit on this elevated seat, or work in the kitchen here at the temple, whatever, it's a privilege. And I should cherish that privilege. And I will cherish it as long as I remember I'm simply the insignificant servant of God. And in that mood, then I will easily always be able to chant God's holy name. The subject matter of tonight's lecture is the holy name of God, one of my favorite topics. So let's get in the mood. If I beg you, raise your hands and repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Thank you. So I've selected a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam picks up where the Bhagavad Gita leaves off. Krishna's final instruction of Bhagavad Gita, give up all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not hesitate. Do not worry. Do not fear. Do not doubt. Ma Shucha. So when one becomes convinced of that, then the next step is to study the different ways that one can surrender to Krishna. And that is taught in the various stories, histories, and episodes of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tonight's verse, the episode previously in Srimad Bhagavatam, as they say, there was a great sacrifice performed by the leaders of the universe, Prajapatis. And at first, the sacrifice was a disaster because the chief person elected in that assembly blasphemed the greatest devotee, Lord Shiva. And there was a great disturbance, and there was so much, it was a disaster. But later everything was reconciled and the performance of the sacrifice was successful. Now, this particular incident took place millions of years ago. In this era of time, if the sacrifice was actually performed properly, God himself would appear in the sacrifice, personally, from the sacrificial fire, God himself would appear. I've been to many sacrifices. That has never happened. That is because we're in a different age. The age of Republicans and Democrats. The age of Kali. The age of quarrel, hypocrisy. The age of cheating. The age of unrest, disturbance. But when this sacrifice was performed millions of years ago, God himself appeared, Lord Narayan. Everybody please say that name. Narayan. One more time. Narayan. Wow, somebody, that was nice. Very good. Now he can't stop. Very good. So, when Narayan appeared at the sacrifice, all the leaders of the universe began to offer prayers, which is appropriate. If God himself appears, then you offer beautiful prayers. That's the way you receive God. Just like here in the temple, when the doors are open, we offer prayers. We sing different prayers and mantras, and chiefly we chant the name of God. As it is said in the Bible, hallowed be thy name. And I like to tell people, yes, that phrase, hallowed be thy name, we take it so literal. Not only is God's name holy, but if you say God's name, you become holy. That's how holy God's name is. That by chanting, you become holy. And that is the basis of our movement, the Hare Krishna movement. That simply by chanting God's name, you become sanctified. You become purified. You become eligible to go to the kingdom of God. How many at the end of this life want to go to the kingdom of God? How many want to come back and take birth in L.A.? Oh, so we're all in agreement. Good. So all we have to do is chant this holy name of God. Everybody, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So various personalities, demigods, rishis, the leaders, they all offered a prayer. So this one prayer was recited by a particular kind of living entity known as Vidyadhara. If you allow me to chant the Sanskrit phrase, Tvanmai gayartam abhipadya kale varesmin kritva mamaham iti duramatir utpathai svai shiptop yasyad vishaya lalasa atma mohang yushmat katamrata nishevaka udvayuddhasyet. So after Lord Vishnu appeared at the sacrifice in his original form as Narayan, one more time.
Narayan.
This is what the Vidyadhara said. Can you please repeat? Dear, I mean, what I'm going to say now. I've got you. I brought my bell today. Very good. Now I know I've got my audience. Thank you. Please repeat. Dear Lord,
dear Lord,
this human form of body,
is meant for attaining
the highest perfectional objective, but impelled by your external energy, the living entity misidentifies with the body and with this material energy,
and therefore influenced by
Maya.
One wants to become happy
by material enjoyment.
He or she is misled
and always attracted
by temporary illusory happiness.
By temporary illusory
But my Lord,
your
transcendental activities
are so powerful
that if one engages
in hearing
and chanting
of such topics,
one can be delivered
from illusion.
So this one verse of Bhagavatam,
there are 18,000
verses in Bhagavatam.
This one,
just this one verse,
everything is here.
Everything
that you need
to know
is right here
in one verse.
This is
a testimony,
not only to
Srimad Bhagavatam,
but
to Srila Prabhupada,
who was able to
translate it in
such a way
that everyone
could easily
understand.
So
let's look at
this verse
and let's see
how Krishna
inspires
me, and my
goal is
to enthuse you.
That's
my job.
Those of
us who are chanting
the
Gayatri mantras
in ISKCON,
there's
this word
prachodayat.
Can you all say?
Which
means to become enthused,
to become
enlivened.
That's
my job.
My job
is to enthuse
you
and enliven
you.
So,
the first
topic here
in their verse,
the human
form of life
is meant
for attaining the
highest
perfectional
objective.
So,
what does this
tell us?
It tells
us that
we
have everything
required
to achieve
perfection.
Now,
for different people,
the
perfection
is different.
But when
you come to Krishna
consciousness,
when
you understand
the philosophy
as it is
presented by Srila
Prabhupada,
which is
the philosophy of
Lord Chaitanya,
you
understand
that the
highest
perfectional
objective
is to
achieve
love of God.
That is
what
this movement is
all about.
Lord
Chaitanya,
he taught
prema
pumarto
mahan.
The
fifth goal of
life,
beyond
religion,
beyond
economic
development,
beyond
sense gratification,
beyond
liberation.
These are
usually
the four
things
everybody's
looking for,
especially
sense
gratification.
You
all know, living
here in
California,
the
mad pursuit
for sense
gratification.
It's all around
you.
Then there
are
a smaller
number of people.
They're
looking for a
salvation,
liberation.
Are you
saved?
You've heard that
before, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Praise the
Lord.
But
Lord Chaitanya
says,
these things
are insignificant.
There's
something
beyond
liberation.
What's
beyond liberation?
Love
of God.
That
is what Lord
Chaitanya
is giving.
That
is what he's teaching.
And that
is what this
movement is.
And that's why,
among
a million reasons,
why
I joined this
movement back in
1973.
Because
I love this
concept
of love of God.
We have
the human form of life.
It
is possible
to
achieve love of
God
within
the span of
human life.
That is
what the
Vidyadharas are
saying.
But,
there's
always a but.
Impelled
by your
external energy.
Yes.
The
material energy,
the external
energy
is not
independent.
She
is
Krishna's
maidservant.
This
we learn from
the Bhagavad
Gita.
That
this material
energy,
she is
working
under Krishna's
direction.
So
it says here,
impelled
by your
external energy,
the
living entity
misidentifies
with the
body.
And that was the first thing that Krishna was instructing Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. It all begins there. There's no talk of higher spiritual realization until this first fundamental point is established. Because as long as I think I'm a man, I'm a woman, American, Indian, this is all misidentification. This will prevent me from achieving this highest perfectional objective of love of God. I have to stop identifying, first of all, with my body and mind, and also with trying to enjoy or exploit this material energy. Because that is exactly what is happening Monday through Sunday, day after day, here in this material world. Whether it's Los Angeles, Tokyo, South America, wherever you go. That's the only game. That's the only game in town. How to exploit the material energy. It's all over the TV, radio, everywhere in the internet, everything you look and see and touch and smell, what's in the background, how can we exploit this material enjoyment and material energy? So the Vidyadharas say, yes, this happens because that material energy influences. And therefore, one is misled and attracted by temporary, illusory happiness. And this we learn quite clearly in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita makes it very clear, regardless of the kind of material happiness, whether it be in the mode of goodness, whether it be in the mode of passion, whether it be in the mode of ignorance, doesn't matter. It's limited, temporary, and illusory. As we say, here today, gone tomorrow. When you're young, you look in the mirror, hey, I'm looking pretty good. All right. Then you wait 40, 50 years. Ooh. What happened? What happened? Yes. That is the nature of any kind of material happiness. It's illusory. It comes and goes so very fast. You can enjoy it for a little while, then gone. There is no material happiness that does not fall into this category. Name any material happiness, that's what it is. Temporary, and it's illusory. It's not the real thing. This material energy, Maya, does not give you the real thing. The real thing, the real happiness, that is in the spiritual energy, not the material energy. This is the thing we learn from Bhagavad Gita. The real happiness, the real enjoyment is in the spiritual energy. But the Vidyadharas now give us the conclusion, the solution. So another but. But, so it's a but to the but. There was a but, now a but to the but. But, my Lord, your transcendental activity, so that's important. Krishna's activities are not material. They're not mundane. They're activities, but they're transcendental. In the Bhagavad Gita, the word is used, divyam, divine, transcendental. Maybe some of you saw, they had this debate the other night. Those were all nonsense activities. Not transcendental. As soon as they opened their mouth, oh, ignorance. Each one was taking a turn. Who could be more stupid? It was a competition for stupidity. And then the commentators on top of that were also trying to be, we can be more stupid. Those are not transcendental activities. Transcendental activities are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma chame divyam, my birth, My activity is divyam, divine, transcendental. And here the Vidyadharas are saying, yes, my Lord, your transcendental activities are so powerful that if one engages in hearing and chanting of such topics, one can be delivered from illusion. So here you have it. Solution. This is what the Krishna consciousness movement is offering. Solution. The politicians don't have solutions. At best, they have temporary, illusory solutions. Whether Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. Temporary, illusory solutions. But you want a real solution, here it is. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, is giving you factual solution, not just for problems in this life, for all the problems you ever had. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is settling up once and for all how to get out of this material world and return home, my favorite word, back to Godhead. Do I love that word, back? Yes. Prabhupada's use of words is very exact. Back to Godhead means we were once there. Haribol. We all are in family. Group hug. Okay? We're all in the same family. Let's all get along. And by joining this movement, you're actually on a boat. Prabhupada came to America on a boat, but he then created a big boat known as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The trick is, hang on. Because when you're in a boat, what happens? There's waves. And then you also got to watch out for people trying to kick you off the boat. Hang in there. Stay on the boat and make it back home, back to Godhead. So it's right here, hearing and chanting, which is what we're doing right now. I am hearing and chanting, you are hearing. Right now, we are free from death. There's another verse in the Bhagavatam which says that as long as you are engaged in hearing and chanting, Yamaraj can't touch you. You're free. So one of the many messages of this movement, Lord Chaitanya himself said, Kirtaniya Sada. Not just Sunday, every day, not just every day, all day, as much as possible. Be engaged in hearing and chanting about the transcendental activities of God, of Krishna. And in this way, what will happen? You will gradually develop, oh, another wonderful phrase, dormant love of God. In other words, it's not something external. It's already there inside of you. This love of God is there in everyone, even Donald Trump. Everyone, but it has to be awakened. Good luck. But it's there. And it's simply a question of how to develop it. It's like if you have a match, within that match is the ability of fire. But you just have to strike it properly. You have all had experience. Sometimes it takes a while. So the same way, we are like a match. And the ability to express this fire of love of God is there. It's just a question of getting it out. So you can get it by associating with others. Like I told you, my goal was to enthuse you. Did I enthuse you at all, anything? Okay? You can enthuse yourself. Prabhupada has given us his books. Prabhupada has given us art these beads to chant, and in a few minutes, he's given you prasadam. All these different things are meant to enliven you. I've never seen anybody coming out of the prasadam hall, unless they didn't get anything. But if you've eaten prasadam, right? What's the face? Haribo! Yes, all these different things are meant to enliven you and fire up that dormant love of God in your heart. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra, please. So Prabhupada has written a nice purport to this verse. So I would ask you to please try to listen. And then after I finish, we can go take prasad. Good idea?
Yeah.
Sit properly. Srila Prabhupada says, the human form of life is called arthada because the body can very nicely help the embodied soul to achieve the highest perfection. Prahlad Maharaj said that even though temporary, the body can give us the highest perfectional achievement. In the process of evolution from the lower to the higher grade of living, the human form of life is a great boon. But Maya is so strong that in spite of achieving this great boon of the human form of life, we are influenced by temporary material happiness, and we forget our goal of life. We are attracted by things which will cease to exist. The beginning of such attraction is the temporary body. In this horrible condition of life, there is only one way of liberation, and that is to engage in the transcendental activities of chanting and hearing the holy name of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The words Yushmat Katamrata Nishevaka mean those who engage in relishing the nectar of the topics of your lordship. There are two narrative books which especially concern the words and activities of Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is the instruction given by Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the book containing topics exclusively about Krishna and his devotees. These two books are the special nectar of the words of Krishna. For those who engage in preaching these two Vedic literatures, it is very easy to get out of the illusory conditional life imposed upon us by Maya. The illusion is that the conditioned soul does not try to understand his or her spiritual identity. One is more interested in his or her external body, which is only a flash and which will be finished as soon as the time is designated. The whole atmosphere will change when the living entity has to transmigrate from one body to another. Under the spell of Maya, he or she will again be satisfied in a different atmosphere. This spell of Maya is called Avaranatmika Shakti because it is so strong that the living entity is satisfied in any abominable condition. Even if one is born as a worm living within the intestine or abdomen in the midst of urine and stool, still one is satisfied. This is the covering influence of Maya. But the human form of life is a chance to understand. And if one misses this opportunity, then he or she is most unfortunate. The way to get out of illusory Maya is to engage in the topics of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya advocated a process whereby everyone may remain in his or her present position without change and simply hear from the proper authoritative sources about Krishna. So that's very important. I'll repeat that because that is very significant. Lord Chaitanya advocated a process whereby everyone may remain in his or her present position without change, but simply hear from the proper authoritative sources about Krishna. Lord Chaitanya advised everyone to spread the word of Krishna. He advised, quote, "All of you become spiritual masters." Should I say that again? You know that picture of Uncle Sam, you know, Uncle Sam. So Lord Chaitanya, all of you become spiritual masters. Your duty is simply to talk to whomever you meet of Krishna or of the instructions given by Krishna. So is it hard to be a guru? No. So let's start being gurus. Let's start talking to everyone about Krishna. Simple. Then you're a guru. I can call you Gurudev. As long as you're talking about Krishna. Prabhupada finishes. This International Society for Krishna Consciousness is operating for this purpose. We do not ask anyone to first change his or her position and then come to us. But instead, we invite everyone to come with us and simply chant,
"Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama.
Because we know that if one simply chants and hears the topics of Krishna, one's life will change. He or she will see a new light and one's life will be successful. And I have to say, practicing this Krishna consciousness for the past 40 years, I buy it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanted very, very nicely. You enlivened me. You enthused me by your chanting. So have a good week and hear and chant about Krishna as much as possible. Class is dismissed. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.